PastramiNation.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another exciting podcast for Pastrami Nation. We, of course, apologize for our delay. We haven't had a podcast in a while. We have so much to talk about, so we want to jump right into it. If you heard the music at the beginning, you kind of got a clue that we're going to talk about Star Wars. Two big things about Star Wars. We have the trailer that was revealed at Star Wars Celebration. And, of course, we have Star Wars Celebration itself, which all four of us attended. So we want to talk about the event. We want to talk about the trailer. We want to talk about all the awesomeness that we saw over there. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Jason, what'd you think?
I thought the whole thing was awesome. You know, the whole Star Wars Celebration, just seeing everybody in costume, seeing all the different behind-the-scenes stuff was just really great. You know, the length some of these people go to put their costume together. And then I also have a fun time picking out, like, the dime store Boba Fett's, like, hey, you know.
That's always fun, right?
Yeah.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you know, Dim Sum Hottie, they had a blast over there. And I got to say, they took hundreds of pictures. So I want to ask you guys about, you saw tons of the cosplayers. You saw the good, the bad, the just off the wall. Give me your impression of Celebration.
It was all right.
And that is the biggest lie that will be told on this podcast. Yeah. Let's try that again. How was Celebration?
It was probably it was the coolest thing I think we've gone and done. Like, as far as that goes, obviously with all the costumes were one thing, but I think one of the big things for me was being able to see the people that were in the movies and stuff. You know, they're doing the autographs and things like that. Those are the characters and stuff that, if you're a fan of the movies, you know, you grew up with. You saw them on the screen, you know who they are, but it was kind of a little bit of a shock, you know, it really was to see those guys, especially the older cast.
Did you go all fanboy on them?
No, I didn't.
I think that's a lie.
Not until you got to the Dickie cool. Beers table.
Yeah, it was a little hard to contain myself, but I managed.
Now, people who don't know, the Puppet Master over here, his favorite character is Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Boba Fett is by far. You met two.
Yeah, I did him twice that weekend.
Crap.
Or that week, so.
So give us a breakdown. How was it meeting the Fetts?
It was interesting because you look at the character he plays, and he's like this no-nonsense, doesn't talk a lot, like badass. And then you meet, like, the guy that plays him, and he's really the complete opposite.
No, he still has a sense of badassery to him.
This is the original Boba Fett.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the Jeremy Bullock. So it was cool, don't get me wrong. It's not like I expected him to be this, like, macho man or something. I didn't expect that at all, but, yeah, but that's not weird.
No, it's just kind of mean. And I hate to break it to you, but I'm usually the one with all the Debbie Downers. Like, I don't really like that, or I didn't really like this. I think he was really cool.
No, he was. Cool enough that I went back twice. So I didn't go see Dickie Beer twice.
No?
I wanted to.
And the four of us, we had lunch with a Boba Fett. So you want to touch on that?
That was interesting.
So we sat around outside the convention and we had lunch, and there were these really cool people that were sitting with us. We sat down there nice enough to say, hey, yeah, take those seats. Really cool people, down to earth. We were just talking about the convention, talking about websites and whatnot. We did notice the guy had a different badge. We noticed the badge said, like, special guest.
I didn't notice that.
Well, I know myself and Tim Somahadi, we both, boom, we were like, there's something special about this guy. And then later on, you told us you came across the guy at Autograph Alley, and it was
Daniel Logan,
and he is Boba Fett in the new trilogy. He was the
from
kid
Clone Wars,
and the voice of the Boba Fett in the Clone Wars.
Yeah,
and the rumor is when the Boba Fett either standalone series or movie comes, he will be Boba Fett.
That's awesome.
I don't know if you knew that rumor.
No, I didn't know that.
His eyebrows say he doesn't know that rumor.
Well, that just made it a little bit.
As soon as I met him, I did my research.
Is that what he
is? So, yeah, the rumor is this guy will be Boba Fett going forward. So it was really cool to say that we met and talked.
We had lunch with Boba Fett.
Yeah. And we didn't
casually at that.
Yeah, it was just a nice, cool, casual lunch. There was some, weird jokes probably said during it, but it happens with us.
You know what I found so interesting about that particular situation was that one of his associates, and I don't know who she was, if she was his girlfriend, wife, or just, you know, a sister, or whatever case may be, she was so interested in what we did and, you know what I mean, asking us questions.
I enjoyed that, absolutely.
Right? Her interest in what we did and asking us, you know, oh, well, do you guys, you know, do this or do you guys do that, was just for me, once I figured out, oh, wait a second. It's like usually they probably, people sit down and ask, start asking them all these questions. But for a, for somebody like that to show interest in something that we do was for me actually pretty down to earth and amazing.
I agree. Yeah, definitely.
I had a few down to earth, you know, situations there. There was a couple of things that actually touched me in a way that just, I couldn't believe it. And one of them was sitting through the, one of the panels, and it was in this moment that I decided, and we all know, anyone that listens to us knows that I have not seen the Star Wars movies. Yeah. I have always pretty much balked at them.
Absolutely.
And yeah. said, eh. But there was, as I sat through the, believe it or not, the Anthony Daniels panel, I was recording it for us, and they were asking me all these questions and whatever not. And one of these questions came up about, you know, how do you feel about, you know, what was the best experience you've had being in every movie? Because he's been in every movie. He's the only character, correct, that's been in every movie. That's what I believe they said.
Yes.
And they said, you know, what do you love about it? What is it? And he turns around and he looks out at the entire panel. And this is a three-story room that we're all in, and it's pretty full. And he says, you know, it's you guys. And I'm sitting there listening to him be so down to earth and so appreciative of the fans and everything that they represent and that they have made Star Wars what it is. And you guys, it was in that precise moment that I decided I'm going to watch these movies. Anthony Daniels has turned me into somebody that wants to watch these movies. I want to know what it is that, you know what I mean, these people did and that all of these people gathered around for 4 days and came from all over the place to see. So I'll be watching now.
That's a huge feat.
Now, are you going to start with episodes one?
No, I'm going to watch them in order that they came out. I'm
okay,
not
so
going,
4, 5, and 6,
yes,
1, 2, 3.
I'm going to watch them the same way that everybody else, that from people that have watched it from the beginning have watched it, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3. And I believe that I should watch it that way as well. I want to have the same experiences that every other Star Wars fan has had. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what it'd be like watching 1, 2, and 3 first.
And see, that's what I'm saying.
And then
saying.
You jump into this, yeah.
Totally. Is everybody else watched those 4, 5, and 6, and then how many years later, you know what I mean, 1, 2, and 3, so why not watch it the right way, you guys?
I guess that's one way to do it.
I agree with that way, yeah.
People became fans watching it in that order. I want to become a fan the same way, if that is what happens out of this.
It's kind of an unusual character to actually get you interested into.
It wasn't his character.
Well,
it's
okay,
not
yeah,
C-3PO.
It's not the character.
It has absolutely nothing to do with C-3PO. It has to do with Anthony Daniels, and it had to do with the conviction in his voice and in his face. And you could just hear the genuineness pouring out of this man about how grateful he was to all of the fans and how much that meant to him. And you know, you have all these situations in your life where there's these pivotal moments that changed your view, point of view on something. For me, that was it.
Huh. Wow.
What?
I think that's a great way to come out
that
of
is
that.
Actually,
like,
yeah,
I thought you would absolutely hate it because you are not into Star Wars. So.
I never have been, no. I mean, it just wasn't something
that I...
You
mocked the Boba Fett, and you, yeah.
Okay. I have to tell you, Jeremy Bullock is the cutest guy ever. Yeah, so that helped, too. Yeah.
Sorry, Jason.
So, yeah. I told Jason
you
kind of
like Peter Mayhew, too, though. You were kind of like... Yeah, you did.
I thought you were Chewbacca noise.
I cue the Chewbacca. I mean, meeting all the people was really cool, but for me, there's just a sincerity about certain people and a welcomeness in them. And I found that in that one question and answer with Anthony Daniels. And of course, meeting Jeremy Bullock twice, because we did it twice, you know, he was just as cool the second day as he was the first day to me. And I adored him.
Right.
He
was consistent.
Yeah. That's how awesome. You know what I mean? He just, it was great. I
It's well
worth. I got
worth.
Much more out of it than I thought that I was going to.
I talked to some people before I went, and they were about if they were going to go or not. I knew were fans. Sorry. I just had to say this, but the people were actually complaining about the ticket prices. And if you were like a real fan, I don't see how it's worth every penny
Absolutely.
To go.
Yeah, definitely.
It could be more. Like, you
and
know
it'd
what
still
I mean?
Be worth the money.
And still be worth the money.
You
like, if
you can't call yourself a Star Wars fan and say that something is too much. We talked to people there that had come from, you know what I mean, all over the dang place, mm-hmm. and had literally, this guy told us he had saved for 8 months to be able to purchase every autograph he wanted, and he had a list of all the autographs he wanted, and I believe his total was well over $1,000. This man had you know, kids and all this, and his wife with him and everything, and people save up for this stuff. If you're a Star Wars fan, you're going to go with especially because it is not always here. It is going to be in London next year, you guys. You know what I mean? So if you're a Star Wars fan and you're in anywhere in the United States, you know what I'm saying? And you're complaining, especially if you're in Southern California, if you're complaining about paying for tickets and you live in Southern California, then don't go and shut up.
And I know two big fans, big quotation air quote fans. They were just like, yeah, it's too much money. I'm not going.
You can't put a price on that. And like you said, you know, the guy saved up, you know, for that long to get all those autographs. And you look at all the big names that we had there: Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Peter Mayhew, Dickie Beers. I mean, big names, Baker. Big names. Yeah. So, I hate to put everybody on the spot, but I'm going to do it. Let's go around and say what are the standout cosplay that you saw at the con. Ooh. And I'll start because I thought of the question already. So, for me, it's a photo that the puppet master Jason took. And it was of a bantha, and it was a woman dressed up as a bantha.
Oh, the bantha chick.
And I was shocked because I had never seen someone dressed up as a bantha. Well, not in that manner either. So to me, that was the big standout. I was like,
"Is that really why?"
Yeah, I was shocked. I was absolutely she was beautiful, but still, that was my standout. That and then the close second one would be the zombie Fett on the chain, being with the.
I saw it. Yeah,
that was pretty awesome. Who wants to go?
You want me to go?
You go ahead. I think I know what mine is. Okay. Go ahead.
My
it's tough question to ask on the spot. Thanks.
Probably wasn't one of the favorite costumes I saw, but it was more like it was my standout one. As we were going up the escalator, there's this guy. He's dressed like a moisture farmer, Luke Skywalker, but he kind of like the guy himself looked like Harrison Wells from the Flash TV series. The bad guy in the wheelchair that's the Reverse Flash, whatever. But he's standing next to this cool ass stormtrooper. And then I go up to him, and I go, "Hey, moisture farmer." He's like, "Yeah." And the stormtroopers looking like, "What the hell? I'm a stormtrooper."
And we're like, "Can we get a picture with you?"
They're taking a picture of the freaking moisture farmer, and I'm going to put that up.
You probably made his day.
Oh yeah, he's like, he was the only moisture farmer I've ever seen somebody dressed.
You were the
up
only
as.
One that recognized
and what
it
are you
too.
Gonna put? Oh, my post that I'm going to. I took that picture for the sole purpose of putting. Harrison Wells isn't the Reverse Flash. He's a goddamn moisture farmer.
You're not going to do that, are you?
He is.
Yeah,
it's going to happen. It's going to happen. All right, Puppet Master.
Oh, God. I'm gonna go last.
No, you are not.
All right. You're on the spot.
I'm on the spot. God, there were so many good ones. That's ridiculous to ask that.
Was it the assisted living emperor?
You know what? I didn't personally see him, but I saw the picture.
That was pretty great.
Is it the one where he had the walker like the AT-AT?
Exactly.
That was ridiculous. Wasn't I saw cool? the picture. Yes, that is good. But
Hammerhead?
That one was cool too. But honestly, you know which one a costume I really wanted to see? And I didn't see anybody dressed up until like the second day, I think it was. Somebody, it was they were either boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband and wife or whatever. They were, together.
Or brother and sister.
It'd be really weird if they were. but of course, that's.
We're part not going to judge you.
That's
on
part
that.
Of Star Wars, anyways. I guess
you
right?
liked all the guys that were dressed up as Princess Slave Leia, right?
Oh
God!
There
I
you
forgot
go.
About that.
It's horrible.
That we're going to say that was his favorite. Then
no,
I think it
not
was.
My favorite.
I think that's what he told me when we got
it's
home.
Not my favorite.
Then you better give us a favor right now, Puppet Master. You're on the spot.
No, there was, and it's not exciting, and it's kind of probably boring, you guys. But I thought it was cool.
Not as cool as moisture farming.
But
go ahead.
Not as cool as moisture farming, but
or guys slave Leia's.
It's been done before. Well, everything's been done before. But anyways, there was a couple. That was in the lobby that was dressed up. One was dressed up as Boba Fett, and the other one was dressed up as Boosh. So it was kind of like, I don't know, I thought it was cool because it was a girl in that costume, and he was who he was.
I thought you were going to say like the slave Elsa from Frozen or something. Which
no,
I thought,
man.
I thought that was great. Oh, man. With the Han Solo.
Well, embarrassing moment for me. I went to the snack bar line and said, can I get a picture with you? Because I thought it was a guy dressed as Jabba the Hutt. But then I realized he wasn't. It was just some fat guy that wanted a snack.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. That just
say
happened.
It ain't so.
It was, oh, dude, I felt so bad stop. For the guy.
And now we're talking about in the podcast.
Yes. No, that never
Do you guys see the Spaceball cosplay?
That never happened.
Do you guys see that Spaceball cosplay I took
yes.
picture of?
The Darth Vader with the big head?
They had the dark helmet and all. They had the whole cast.
That was done pretty well.
I thought it was pretty good, too. I just thought I'd throw that out there. But other than that, I didn't see it. Oh, I did see an IG-88.
He was tall.
Way too tall.
Yeah.
And he was wearing a suit or something.
I saw some battle droids walking around.
Did you? I didn't see them. Oh.
How would you pull that off? Get an anorexic?
Something. Well, yeah, maybe.
Actually, a guy did that one time on one of those talent shows. Like, he made the puppets where there's like four of them on each side of him, and he wore just an all black suit so you couldn't see him.
So his
dark.
Movements mimicked theirs?
It looked like four battle droids marching.
What the hell was that?
It was Jabba the Hutt.
Dude, what's with you and the voices?
Do you have anything else he says? No.
No.
That was still good, though. Anyways, okay. And then also seeing the upcoming Battlefront game there, too.
Battlefront.
Yes. Was something special.
Yeah. Now, you guys saw more of Battlefront than we did. So give us a heads up on Battlefront.
That was on the third day when we went and did. That was the first thing we did right off in the morning. And it was they gave us 5 minutes of actual gameplay. There wasn't any cinematic cuts. Or was it 4 minutes? 4 minutes of actual gameplay?
No, it was the fourth day.
Oh, fourth day. Sorry. So it was 5 minutes. It was all gameplay. It wasn't any cinematic cut scenes or anything like that, so you could really see how the game played. It just kind of took through a mission. It showed that, you know, there was going to be drivable vehicles, pilotable vehicles. There was are you okay?
I am fine.
Okay.
I'm dealing with an unruly person over here.
I saw the scene where it showed, like, the AT-AT on Endor, yeah.
Yes, it was that. It was gameplay from that. You could switch from first person to third person at the click of a button, whichever your preference is.
That's awesome.
They had there was Darth Vader's obviously in it. They had that. They had and they showed Boba Fett. He's going to be in the game also. I think a lot of it was on the PS4 platform that they showed it on, but it looks ridiculous.
Did it look true to the Battlefront?
It was, yes.
Good.
And more importantly, I don't think it was true to the Battlefront as it is true to the movies.
Okay.
And what, you know what I mean? Because like you said, it was like the Endor battle or whatever, and there was, you know, they had the Rebels and the AT-AT and the AT-STs and stuff like that. But it was badass. It's going to be crazy. And they're giving away, the first DLC for that game is going to be free for people that pre-order. And there's going to be a scene in the game that's going to be from the Episode 7 movie.
Yep.
You're actually going to get to play before the movie comes out. I don't know how that's going to fare with ruining any of the movie for you. I don't really know.
I heard that it wasn't just a scene. It was actually a brand new planet or something like that.
It is some planet that's going to set up going into Episode 7.
Yeah, but it's a new one. It's one that, you know, obviously if you play the game, you're going to get a little glimpse into, you know, something new from the movie.
I doubt they'll have it ruin anything. They'll just
No way. They're not going to.
They're too smart.
I wouldn't think
so.
Yeah,
exactly. That's not their MO.
So you'd actually be able to play that DLC 2 weeks before the movie comes out.
And I already
pre-ordered that. The game
comes
a week before the movie, and the DLC comes a week earlier for those that pre-order, so you'd be actually playing it 2 weeks before the movie came out.
Oh, nice.
So, and that kind of leads, like, the trailer for the movie, that opening scene, the desert scene, I think most people probably assume that was
Star Destroyer, right?
Well, no.
Oh, Tatooine.
The planet, right, and it's not.
And we all assumed it.
Yeah, I mean, rightfully, too. So there's been a lot of, like, things thrown out about possible plot, possible characters.
Yeah, because remember on the old Battlefronts, you'd fight on that other than the desert planet that wasn't Tatooine.
Yeah, there was that. And then apparently this planet, it's Jakku.
Oh, okay.
Is the name of it. And it's that's the desert planet that that part of the game takes on and the movie takes on. What did you guys think about the trailer?
I loved it.
Yes.
We're just like you, I'm a big Battlefront fan, so I was blown away by it. I'm hoping the gameplay stays similar to what we're used to, because I love Battlefront 1 and 2.
What about the trailer for Episode 7?
Dude, wow.
That was amazing.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be right if I didn't come through with my true self. Being somebody that hasn't seen the movie, I didn't really have an opinion about it because I didn't understand crap about it.
The last 6 seconds honestly, of that trailer, like, if your head didn't explode, dead. You'd have to...
I have to be dead serious about it.
Once it went dark and
it.
You heard Han talking? Oh, man.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody just kind of, yeah.
Oh.
That was that probably the best moment of that trailer,
the
honestly.
Dark armored stormtrooper or whatever that was,
hand,
you know?
Touching the art, too.
Yeah. And there's a lot of speculation on what the movie's going to be about. I don't know what you guys have heard or what the... But it's... I've heard a wide variety of theories as far as everything from Luke going to the dark side to what is that?
I think Adrienne's waiting to chime in about what her favorite cosplay was at Star Wars Celebration. We forgot her.
Oh, you
can
guys
you believe
didn't forget
us?
Me.
Aww. Horrible, man. We skipped her. So, what is your favorite cosplay from Star Wars Celebration?
So apparently you're not off the hook. Okay.
You were, but yeah.
I can say with the most sincerity ever, I didn't have one. Because I haven't seen the movies yet, I haven't been able to pinpoint my favorite characters. Therefore, I couldn't pinpoint a favorite cosplayer. And if I were to pinpoint one that I said was my favorite, it would make me a big hypocrite. Since we all know, all of our listeners, all of our podcast people know, I've not seen it. So therefore, unfortunately, I don't have one. But... after I watch the movies, ask me again, and I will have it an answer for you.
Nothing stood out, though. Nothing, like, because there was a lot of, like, mashup ones.
Okay,
you had the Playboy Star Wars.
I didn't
Wars
like,
and...
I don't understand the mashup things, like the Disney princess, this, or the...
Captain America Stormtrooper.
For me, it was just, like, I don't know, it's... I don't know, like, who the hell's closet did you rob before getting, you know what I mean, before leaving? Like, you went into one guy's closet and then another guy's closet, and you're like, it's like you went thrift store shopping. I don't know. It just didn't make any sense to me.
What?
And maybe that's mean or rude, but here's my thing. Like, are you Snow White or are you Boba Fett? Like,
I'm not a big fan of
you?
The mashups either.
I am not. I find that to be, I want to say it's almost, and I get it. Disney now owns it, blah, 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 politics, yada, yada, yada. But here's my thing. Dress up as a Disney princess at some, go to Disneyland.
At D23
dress up,
or something.
Yeah, but don't do it at the Star Wars celebration. We're there to celebrate Star Wars, not Snow White.
Actually, there was a really good. Did you guys?
Oh no, he just said he wasn't a fan of him, and now he's going to say
no.
The real
there was
one
I was a fan of because I think the costume was done really well.
I just don't understand
the
it.
The Snow White Boba Fett.
I saw her. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah. See, when the costume's done well, I like.
It
the
was
mashup.
Done well.
I
it
just was talking
it,
about that one.
Sorry, I know that's what made me think about it. I'm like, I'm not a big fan of the mashups, and I was like, oh wait, yeah, maybe I am.
But why did you like that? You don't have you even seen Snow White?
Yeah.
When you were two and you couldn't.
When do you think I saw Star Wars?
Not when you were two. I'm telling you. You just watched him last week.
I thought it was really good. Sorry.
I don't know.
It was a really
understand.
Well done costume. And
I'm
I can
not
appreciate
saying
it
that the costumes
that
were not well done. I'm just saying I didn't understand them, and I didn't understand what one had to do with the other besides the fact that Disney bought Star Wars.
I'm sure that had a little
so
bit to do with it.
But then the Captain America guy, what was, I don't understand. Nolan, explain that to me.
Well, Marvel is owned by Disney now, too. So Disney owns it all.
So,
but we see that all the time. We see Wolverine, Boba Fett's, and
oh, do you know
Bobo Fett that the guy called himself?
Yeah. That just doesn't make any sense to me. It almost
just,
seems
why not? You know, there's no rules.
The Sith.
Well,
Deadpool,
no, there's no rules, and I'm not saying that there's rules, but as I don't know, I guess if I was Boba Fett and Snow White decided to dress up like half me and half her, maybe I'd be a little mad.
Or would you be happy?
Maybe I'd be a little mad.
What if Jeremy Bullock liked it?
Maybe I'd still be a little disappointed in Jeremy Bullock.
That's terrible.
I just awful. Didn't understand it. I don't know. Leave it to me to be the odd girl out again.
I understood it.
Did
I totally understood it. Absolutely.
Well, maybe does she freaking sing to the birds in her Boba Fett costume? Dang it.
Boba head.
Mm-mm. I got all freaking confused. Maybe, that's how confusing these things are. Does she like take her helmet off and oh?
Maybe
to
she
the
just took something of each of the things that she loves the most from the Disney aspect and from the Star Wars aspect.
Okay,
and
so was that what I something. Should do too?
And it worked.
Like so,
it
like worked. A Wampa something or other.
Wampa that's Vader.
Oh. Well, I like Wampas and I like Jedi. The Little Mermaid. Should I be
Wampa
a Wampa mermaid?
Wampa Mermaid.
That's ridiculous.
Like fuzzy fishtail.
Ridiculous.
Like a seal.
Ridiculous.
Great
not doing
idea.
It. Stop looking at me like that. I'm not
Wampa
doing it.
Wampa Mermaid.
No.
I really didn't see any Wampas.
You didn't see any Wampa Mermaids.
I saw the chick, the Asian chick with the
oh, yeah.
Wampa hair and the short shorts.
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Oh,
she
did
walked
you
by
see
the
her?
Lunch truck. Like, she walked by quick, though. Like, we were by one of the lunch trucks, and I seen her. I was like,
I,
hey,
I,
Wampa.
I pointed out to her. I was like, look, there's a Wampa. And you were like,
know.
I'm not looking in that voice.
Because you guys are always trying to get me to
we
dress
up eating
like a
with
Wampa.
Boba Fett when I called you out on it, too. I was like, look.
You guys are always trying to get me dressed
oh,
up like a Wampa.
I think I remember you saying
and
that.
And I don't yeah. understand why. Do I have like a Wampitude?
Wampa. No. Yeah.
Good one.
Wampitude, that's pretty damn good.
Aw, thanks, guys. Oh, you mad because I came up with it first? My bad.
No, I'm just looking at you. Yeah, my attention.
So yeah, Star Wars Celebration was great. You know, we got the trailer reveal. We got
badass.
Battlefront yes. reveal. We all had a blast over there. It was exhausting but amazing.
It was worth it.
And we want to thank everybody for checking out all the pictures we posted up online. We're glad that you guys like them. And
all 8.2 million of them.
Yeah, right. And we look forward to covering other cons and bringing you the same kind of coverage so you can see all the cool cosplayers, the actors, everything that makes a con.
The weird mashup cosplayers.
Yeah. That we totally understand.
Wampa
and the ones
mermaid.
We don't.
And we totally love.
And the ones we
and
don't.
And the ones I don't.
And Jabba the Hutt.
And the Wampa
too. Buying nachos.
But it's not really.
Oh, wait, no. Nachos is a great way to segue into movies. So let's do that. Let's jump into Avengers, Age of Ultron. So it just came out. Of course, you know, my brother and I, we had to see it opening night. We understand if, you know, Dim Sum Hottie and Mr. and Mrs. Smith haven't seen it yet. We apologize for bringing it up, but we wanted to bring it
still
up.
Still got a celebration hangover.
Yes.
Right.
Still going through Star Wars withdrawals.
So we just want to touch on it really quickly. We do have a review up online right now, so you can get the full review on there. But we just want to, I personally want to say I loved it. I thought it was a great comic book movie. Introduced new characters, introduced little subplots that you know is going to go further. If you're a fan of Marvel, you caught on to a lot, and there's a lot going on. So I loved it. The vision was great. Jason, what about you?
Yeah, I thought the whole movie was really well put together, really good. Ultron was that badass villain that you wanted him to be, and once again, the Hulk has not let me down in a big Marvel movie. I mean, he's just that go-to guy that's just going to beat the shit out of anybody. I mean,
and, you know, Hawkeye really stepped up in there, which I thought they really downplayed Hawkeye in the first one. Hawkeye is one of my favorite characters.
For
so
a guy with no powers.
He has
really
no powers. He's Robin Hood, pretty much. But he really stepped up. He did awesome in there. Definitely recommend going, checking out the movie. Check out the review, pastraminnation.com. You won't be disappointed. How could you? It's Marvel. Marvel doesn't disappoint. Well, since the Ang Lee Hulk, they haven't disappointed.
Yeah, you don't need a hypnotherapist to tell you that. You don't need a hypnotherapist at all, I mean.
Okay, there's been a game that quite a few of us have been playing, a little game called Mortal Kombat X. We all have the game.
Just a little bit.
There's a review up online, so you know that we love the game. Personally, I think it's the best in the franchise. I love Mortal Kombat. I've been playing the heck out of it. Tower story, training, just figuring out combos and everything. And I'll go ahead and once I pass this around, everyone can say whoever plays it, what their favorite character is to use. For me, I'm going to say recently it's been Takeda. He's got some really cool moves, combos and whatnot. Cheesy kind of character, but his moves are great. So what about you guys?
Me? I don't know. I was doing really good with Quan Chi, but then I started using Kotal Kahn, and I can do a lot of, like, he does some, like, unorthodox kind of moves. Like, he can knock him in the air real quick and then do an air throw that catches him in the air into another combo, into another air throw. So I'm a fan of that from the old Mortal Kombat.
Equals really frustrated people on the other end.
Yes.
Oh my God. What is his projectile?
Oh, manhole covers.
It looks like he throws manhole covers. So there's a big Aztec god is throwing manhole covers.
Is it like that big Aztec medallion?
Yeah.
Like the calendar.
It's like the
or
Mayan
whatever.
Calendar he's throwing it.
But it's always going to be a manhole cover. But his brutality is just badass, too.
Oh, those brutalities are awesome.
Yeah, they are.
And of course, the fatalities, yeah.
I haven't really.
Some of the fatalities.
It's kind of a draw between Scorpion and Liu Kang with me right now.
Yeah.
I have yet to use Liu Kang, so.
Oh, man. I promise you, if you do, you will continue to.
I like Aaron Black. He's been pretty good, too.
That's the cowboy guy, right?
Yeah, the gunslinger guy.
Horrible fatality for one of them.
Oh, that stupid sand glass, hourglass thing.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. I only saw the one where he like
shoots him up.
That's the one I like,
That one's good.
But no, he's a decent character.
I haven't used him. I've only gone through like probably like four or five. Because it's you're trying to relearn everything again.
And they changed some of it, like Sub-Zero. They slowed down his ice, so you can't do that freeze, tap him, refreeze.
Yeah,
his ice takes
when they're in the air.
Yeah, it doesn't go that fast.
No, there's a really bad cheese with Johnny Cage right now.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's real bad. I played somebody the other night that was using it, and it was
what is it?
It was awful. It's basically, you know how he throws those little
fireball.
Yeah. Like, the way it's set up to where he basically will just keep doing it, because it's a fast move to do. So you're kind of stuck, but it's the person, because there's a higher one and a lower one. So you're never able to predict which one they're going to throw. So if you try to walk up to him and he throws a low one, you're either going to block it and it knocks you back a little, or it hits you. And if you try to jump and he happens to throw a high one, you get hit by that. You just can't. It's hard to get near him.
It's kind of like those people, like the Cassie Cage that shoots the gun, and it goes so fast that if somebody keeps shooting that, you're going to get stuck in that
corner.
Yep,
you get stuck. So the problem is it throws it so fast. You can throw it so fast that there's really no enough break in between them for your character to move and be able to do anything.
Seems like a teleporter or something like Raiden.
You either need that or somebody like with Sub-Zero like that does like a slide.
There we go.
To get into him. So it's kind of like, you know, you got to try to pick the right character to fight the right character.
Use a Kung Lao. He's pretty badass, too.
Oh, yeah. I've been using him, too.
Yeah.
And do you have any thoughts on this, Dim Sum Hottie?
I haven't played. I've watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith play quite a few games or rounds of it. I have a question, though.
Go for it.
With all of the technology and how far we've come with things, why do these characters still sound like they're doing indecent things to each other? Why does it... There was one night he was playing and I was in the kitchen and I heard, oh! And I was like, what are you playing? I'm like, are you playing as a girl? He's like, no, it was a guy. Why do they still sound like they're doing terrible things to each other?
That must have been Kung Jin. Wow.
Well, there's no real decent way to run their head through a spinning hat, you know?
But you don't want to sound like you're enjoying it.
But we are.
There's just something. That. And as far as those kind of games go, you know what I mean? I have to say that if you've played one, you've probably played them all. They're all pretty similar in game type, gameplay, you know, game everything. The only thing they can really touch on is graphics, you know what I mean, making stuff like that better. They're all going to have the same, you know, sense of fatalities and moves and whatever. It for me, it's always just been the dang sound effects. Those things are just like so indecent, it's not even funny. Make me a con comfortable. Why do they do that, Nolan?
Why are you asking me?
I don't
Jason,
know.
Why do they make her uncomfortable?
Because you're shaking your head at me like, yes, you understand. No, not why do they make me uncomfortable.
But, you know, and that's kind of been the way Mortal Kombat's always been. You've always had that kind of creepiness to it.
Okay. Well, I guess it's just something I have to live with then, right?
Yeah, you'll have to put up with Jason playing as...
And it's fine. It's not like I'm like, oh, turn that down and I don't want to hear it. I just was
Would you
wondering,
say it in that voice, too?
Like, no, oh, but I'm just wondering, you know, in just out of curiosity, why they sound like that after all of the technology that, you know...
They might want to keep it even as like a kind of like a homage to the old... Because it's been like that since the beginning. That
well, they should pay homage to something else.
It's the Bruce Lee sounds that Liu Kang's making. She's like, who is that girl?
It doesn't even sound... No, it doesn't sound like he's like... It doesn't sound like he's kung fu fighting. It sounds
you should
like
hear when they're beating up the bee lady.
Getting it on.
I guess I shouldn't say what I was going to say.
Like yeah, please.
Yeah. Oh. You can jump off of something.
Yeah. A lot of it, you know, they borrow a lot from their. A lot like Injustice. You know, Injustice had those destructible, you know, stages, and I think Mortal Kombat X borrowed a lot. And why not? It's the same studio.
Are there any pit fatalities? I haven't been able to figure any out yet.
Have you.
Like a pit fatality or something?
No.
Damn.
Darn. But yeah, Mortal Kombat X is. It's amazing. It's great. And just to throw in a really quick little thing for fighting game fans. Cinder is now available for download for Killer Instinct. Cinder is awesome.
Cinder sounds like the old Cinder.
And he's great. Great combos. And then we have one more little thing to throw in. Go ahead, Dimsum Hottie.
Hey, you guys. You guys know that I am one of the biggest Penny Dreadful fans. And I have news for you guys. Do not forget to tune in tonight, 10 o'clock, and watch season 2, episode 1 of my beloved show, Penny Dreadful. I cannot wait to see what transpires this season. I'm so excited. I'm going to binge watch season 1 before I go and start season 2. I can't wait. What about you, Jason?
It's all right. I'm just kidding.
I like that.
It's all right. No, I'm pretty pumped up about it. I thought it was a really good show. I like the time period it's set in, the costumes. Hi, Nolan.
And I know you guys are huge fans of Penny Dreadful. It looks like it's obviously a very well executed show. It's been a hit. It's been a hit for them. So I've seen the flood of commercials that have been hitting, telling us that it's coming. I've seen the little posters that pop up on Facebook. They look pretty cool. The old-timey posters, you know. So, yeah, make sure you guys check out Penny Dreadful coming out tonight.
Yes, tonight. Tonight, 10 o'clock, showtime.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Yes. Tonight, 10 o'clock.
Can't wait. I'll showtime. Be there. Well, tomorrow showtime. I'll be there.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight on Showtime.
Tonight on Showtime.
At 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
And that's a weird way to end it, but we're going to end it anyway. We want to thank you again for listening to all of us at Pastrami Nation. So signing off, this is Nolan.
Jason.
Jason.
And Dim Sum Hottie.